In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Hard salami's okay, but it's not as good, right? Although, maybe if you're French vanilla, you'd be like hard salami.
You mean the best vanilla?
The fake vanilla.
The real, the delicious
the
vanilla.
The fake vanilla.
The creamy vanilla without sand and dirt in it.
It's Mike Shope.
I like that
sand
one.
Sand and dirt. The beans.
Yeah.
The
yes.
specks.
Yes.
Are the problem.
It's granular.
The actual what
it,
vanilla is. The absolute worst take you've ever had. Because it's on different levels of offensiveness.
I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare you?
And the Bulldog.
Maybe when you first made the ice cream, they were interested in making it, I don't know, good. And added cream to it to make it creamy, like thus ice cream, not ice sand, ice gravel.
People, what do we even do?
I mean, what are we talking about?
Help.
Police! Help! Police! Help!
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
To your calls again in just a moment. Look at the playoff picture. What do you see? Hearing from fans the last 2 days that kind of like how it looks. Even with the Bills 2 games back of their opponent Sunday, New England, 803-0550. I like this from Steve Palazzolo today. Not to turn it into a Chiefs conversation. We were just talking about, like, one guy had a hypothetical, would you rather have the one and have Kansas City in the playoffs or not and not? I chose
I would
the
choose
former.
One, yeah.
But for all the time we spend harping on what the Bills haven't done right in terms of their roster build, here's Kansas City at 6-7, and there's plenty being said about what they don't have, whether that's good enough receivers, you have that, their line has broken down, just even in terms of their offense alone. Steve writes, seeing all the questions about how the Chiefs are not building around Mahomes, here's what they have done. One, built a defense that is number one in points per game allowed since 2022. He's got that advantage. Mm-hmm. Their defense has been great, mostly. Two, top five cap hit in the offensive line over the last 2 years. Second this year. They've had injuries.
Mm-hmm.
They got that one guy who's always holding people, Taylor.
Or false starting. Yeah.
Or false starting.
Right.
The Simmons, people were really excited that he was ready for the season on time health-wise, but he hasn't had a season. He left them for a few weeks,
right,
and now he's hurt again.
He's hurt. Right.
So they've tried, but they don't have it. And also, three, they've drafted 2 wide receivers and 2 offensive tackles in the first 2 rounds the last 3 seasons. This is one we have with Brandon Bean a lot, which, like, why haven't you invested in wide receiver? Well, he has. That's Coleman. That's Kincaid. Has to count.
Pass catcher, sure.
And then you have the free agents. I mean, it's not Justin Jefferson, but they haven't ignored it. Like, we would have said 3 years ago they've ignored it, other than the Diggs trade, because they weren't spending those draft picks
right
on those positions. So Palazzolo makes a good case here that it's not that they haven't made efforts to do what seems obvious to all of us to support Patrick Mahomes. It just isn't working. And he finishes by writing, my entire timeline is hyping the Dolphins and rebuilding the entire Chiefs franchise from the ground up.
Yeah, there is some of that. I did see, you know, the line. I'm you know, well aware of what's going on there. I think a lot of people just follow it casually, even are aware of the injuries they've had there. And yeah, I mean, I saw Matt Verderam, who's great whenever we call on him. Just I don't know if he's ever said no when we've called him, and he's really plugged in. And he commented, someone, I don't know, one of the shouty shows, I don't know, was tweeting how, like, their line is a debacle. Like, no, their line's young. They've got young guys. They're hurt right now, but they should be in good shape. They're moving forward. It's not maybe going to come together this year because of the injuries they have, but they don't have to do any kind of wrecking ball there. The center is still excellent and young enough that he's got years in front of him, I think, Creed Humphrey. And Simmons will eventually be, I think, like he was excellent when he showed up. It's just, you know, he's had an uneven year. I don't know how much you want to hold against him and having to leave, take care of a personal matter. But he did that, and then he got hurt shortly after returning, I think. So that's really more bad luck than anything else. So, yeah, I don't buy that they haven't put a team there. I think the line probably his Simmons even specifically, because that's a spot Matt always is harping on to us, you know, the last couple of years. Why aren't the Chiefs as explosive as they used to be, aside from the league-wide trend? You know, why do they have such a, you know, hard time offensively? And it's been protecting him, and especially left tackles. I think they've got that right. It just isn't going to matter for them this year.
Your guy Worthy might not be good.
That might be right. That might be right. Him and Coleman are in a dead heat, maybe. Although at least Worthy hasn't been thrown benched out of the lineup yet.
Not yet. Here's Austin with us. Hi, Austin.
Hey, guys. A long-time listener, big fan of you guys.
Thanks.
I've been playing around with that playoff machine online all day. And, like, one thing that I keep coming back to is the possibility of the Chiefs running the table and getting the seventh seed. And the scenario that could set up, and I haven't heard anyone else mention this yet, is Chiefs going to New England and beating them, which we can all see happening. The Bills taking care of the Steelers, and then Jags or Texans, I don't know who'd win that game, doesn't really matter. And that sets up a scenario where the Chiefs can go to Denver and possibly beat them and get in the AFC Championship game as the seventh seed. Bills take care of one of those other two teams, and then we're in a scenario where the Bills they have one final game at Highmark, the AFC Championship game against the Chiefs, man. That'd be pretty cool.
Sign me up.
You know, none of that really sounds that outlandish to me. I can see that happening. So.
Yeah, sign me up. Oh, sorry, Austin. Thanks. And for the compliments. I'm starting to get the feeling that we just – not to single out Austin, but he sounds like a lot of people have sounded to me lately, which is just, we just do not care or have a minute for the Jacksonvilles and the Chargerses and the Broncoses. Like, we just, whatever. And I wouldn't be so sure about that. I mean, these are going to be road games, probably.
Mm-hmm.
There's some good defenses in this conference. That's the year we're having this year. Denver, Houston, Jacksonville, even L.A. L.A.'s thing is they can't protect Justin Herbert anymore. He's playing with a broken hand.
But they did a lot of hell-raising with that defensive line last night.
They were so good, they were taking the ball away multiple times on one play.
Right.
And they won it on a great defensive play in overtime by that, whoever that was that tipped that pass. So, I don't know, like, Austin didn't call to say really any of that. Sign me up for that. Everything you said, though. You want to send the stadium out on a Chiefs Bills AFC Championship game,
right?
So okay,
right.
I'm in.
Right. There's a scenario where, like, if I'm picking and choosing my way through, I would like to avoid the Chiefs. But if you're just sitting here today saying, would you sign up for that? I mean, I'm in the AFC Championship game at home. Yeah, absolutely. I'm doing that. And I'm not that worried about whether I was the 2 or the 5 or the whatever. I just, you know, it's obviously not a one seed conversation. It's just, I've made it that far. Sure. I bring that on.
Thanks again, Austin. Here's Anthony with us. Hello.
How you doing, guys?
Great.
Guys.
Yeah.
Now, if the Bills on the table, and they tied New England during the season. What happens?
New England has to lose to the Jets or Dolphins.
So New England has to lose to the Jets or the Dolphins.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's your only chance at winning the AFC East is winning Sunday, winning the rest of your games, and having New England lose one of those division games, or dropping one of your remaining games and having New England lose them both, which good luck getting that to happen.
Right.
Andrew is next. Hi.
Hey, fellas. You kind of just hit on what I was going to talk about. You know, I think that the road games are what scares me, especially with this team. You know, we beat Lamar, we beat Mahomes, and we beat Burrow at home, and we lost to Penix, Mills, and Tua on the road. And I was looking at the stats. Allen threw for less than 200 yards, I think, in all those away games. I guess, what is your confidence level taking our show on the road? And do you have any thoughts as to why the offense struggles so much outside of the obvious, you know, road noise?
I think it's a good question. I don't have a theory. This came up earlier, and I brought it up, how they have these road struggles this year. But I'm usually not inclined to put much weight into that. It's not a big deal to me, home road, you know, splits, but it is pretty stark. In fact, I wasn't even thinking about the Houston game being Mills until you said Mills. Like, oh, that's right. You didn't even have Stroud there.
Right.
So I don't know if it's a good question to bring up, and maybe other people have theories on this. The first thing, and before I even say it, this team historically has not had this. Like, they have won tons of road games, big games, night games. This year, they just fell down in a couple of those spots. Does that have to mean they will continue to do that? No. So I don't know. I don't have a theory on it, but I started to say something else, I guess. I've never really cared about this too much. It's more the matchup. Oh, I know what I was going to say. You know, you do have the, and this was said earlier as well, the matter of pass rush with the home crowd.
Right.
And the timing.
Two of those games, Miami's the outlier. I don't, you know, that was just a messed up day. 16-0 into the third quarter. Like, what is going on there? But Atlanta and Houston in different ways. Atlanta was blitz and good disguise, and the Bills just never got there. I think being on the road played a part in that. The communication is going to be harder. Houston, I mean, I don't know. There are people that will tell you that they are a wildly different. I think maybe some of the stats back it up. They're a very different team away from home. But I don't know. Was that in evidence at all Sunday night in Arrowhead? They looked great, you know, on the edges. So it was really an inability to handle pass rush on the road. That's the toxic combo, I think, in those two opponents. And I don't know that, you know, every other road game. I mean, Denver is also excellent at that. Jacksonville's defense is good. Maybe it'll be a problem no matter where they go. But I think certainly Houston is not a place I'm eager to see them have to play again.
They should have lost, though, the Texans, don't you think? They really were lucky to win that game. Kansas City was just at its bumbling best. The Kelce play is like, here's a touchdown. And, you know, that was pretty much the difference in the game. They scored again right at the end, but didn't really need to. I don't know. The drops. I guess that in Houston's defense, or to their credit, that's likelier to happen when you raise hell like they do.
Yeah.
You're putting the Chiefs under serious pressure, but I thought they were handed that game. When that game was in the third quarter and Kansas City tied it 10-10, like, Houston cannot move the ball here. How are they going to do it? On offense, what they got, which I also think is largely lucky, is they got a couple of big third and long conversions where Stroud had to get out and still made those plays. They're good plays, but you can't survive on that. And they're not going to be at home either. That game was not a home game. still.
Right.
I don't know what I want to do with the Texans. I'm not that impressed.
I would still give them credit for just, you know, that was such a low-scoring game that, to me, the defense was impressive, regardless of if Kelce would have caught another pass.
Mm-hmm.
So
they weren't going in or anything when he caught that
right.
pass.
I would still give them credit there. But, yeah, maybe being on the road is the big thing with them. Hopefully, if you have to deal with them, that's not going to be the case. And maybe that will make enough of a difference. I mean, despite how hard that game was physically for Allen and for all of us to watch. I mean, just nothing came easy. They're there at the Houston 20-yard line with a chance to score and win the game at the end. So maybe being at home, it just brings it that much more in your favor. You don't have to deal with that crowd.
Next up is Zach. Hi, Zach.
Hey guys, got a take on the matchup, but I just want to say,
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It would be nice to be, like, way ahead in the AFC East, like we've been the last couple of years. I do appreciate these, like, looking at these matchups. And a couple of callers ago, 5-7, that's crossed my mind. I have... not sure how to look up if we had a 5 host a 7. Well, the 7's relatively new, but if we had a wild card team host another wild card team on either NFC or AFC, I'm curious to know about that. But I really called about the Patriots. I think May's legit, but I think they're very young. I think a couple of tougher matchups in this 10-game run for them, and they might be looking at a similar record that the Bills have. They've had a lot of luck. Randomness hasn't found them yet. They've had the injury bug is just starting to hit them. You're starting to see a little regression with Diggs, kind of like he did his last year or two here, where he gets these 3 catches for 29-yard games. And their defense has really given up a lot with that defensive lineman out on the ground.
Milton Williams, yeah.
Yeah. If the Bills lock in this time of year, it just seems like what they do. I'd love for the drama, you know, whether the Bills get or not, to take this to the end, all the way even to, you know, the Jets game for the Patriots would be nice, but it'd be fun to take this to week 18 for both teams, but I'm intrigued either way.
It's fun.
So weird now where I think like mediocre middling teams kind of get to the Super Bowl, kind of like the Chiefs did last year. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know how many 7s have ever won a playoff game. I think Green Bay was a 7 when they won in Dallas. That might be the only time. But I bet there are other – I know there's like been a – what were the Rams and the Niners when the Rams went? Like a 4-6 or something like that. The Bucks were a the Bucks were a 5 with Brady when they won it. They beat the higher seeds.
They didn't host a game, though.
No, not until the Super Bowl.
right. But so we were talking about this yesterday. And look, it is not something that happens frequently, but I feel like – a lot of fans are thinking this. I'm certainly thinking this with the instability maybe is not the right word for it, but the lack of familiarity, we don't have the kingpin teams up there. So it makes like, oh, sure, I could see the Chargers beating, this is yesterday, I could see the Chargers beating Jacksonville, and I could see whoever taking out Denver, and then I'm home. Yeah. It feels, and again, the whole thing's going to shuffle, and we'll see what it ends up really looking like. Baltimore and Kansas City are not dead. they both could still be in the pool. And that might change a lot about how we're all feeling about this matchup or that matchup. Not that I'm down on talking about it. I mean, it's that time of the year. You look at the standings and play with your playoff machine and have your fun and try to figure out, like, what's the easiest path. I'm doing that. And it does feel more possible this year than me. That's all I can say. I'm not telling you it's going to happen or it's got to happen. But it, because of the teams at the top not being proven playoff teams, you can see it, the upsets happening more readily, I think.
I appreciate the caller just now multiple times pointing out that this is really fun this way. I feel that way. It's definitely not the joyride a couple of other of these recent seasons have been, where it's so smooth. Obviously, it's not that, but they are 9-4. And I think it is really fun right now. There are years like this in the NFL. And the NFC is mostly the same thing, where you had the Bears as the one seed before Sunday. I mean, what? It's really fun this way. And to have at least the Bills and maybe other teams, Baltimore, Kansas City, I don't know, Philadelphia, who have had playoff success, have to get through on the road, will be a really interesting thing, whether they can do it. I think almost any, maybe a question for Joe and Sam later in the week, almost any AFC playoff matchup you can think of right now that's realistic, or just use the ones we've got, the spread is 3 or less. Ross Tucker pointed out that the two top teams in the NFL by record, this says a lot, are both home underdogs this week. The Patriots by 1.5 and Denver by more than that. Green Bay at Denver, and Denver's like more than a field goal underdog at home. The Packers are not above losing a game like that. They lost to Cleveland. So it's a fun year.
Yep. That's 2.5 right now, I see.
2.5, okay.
Yep.
Still.
Yep.
So many different ways to illustrate it. It is fun like this. One of my favorite seasons was 1980. It's one that I often sort of watch back and kind of relive. The 80 playoffs. 79 would have been Pittsburgh Steelers, 4 Super Bowl wins in 6 years. Houston, Miami maybe, New England, Denver, you know, that group. 80 is Buffalo, Cleveland, San Diego, Oakland, Houston. 5 teams made it only. And so you, and then NFC or 81 goes from where the Bengals and the Niners meet in the Super Bowl. They're both like 4-12. Mm. And then they met in the Super Bowl the next year. So that's, it's not like this is unprecedented, but it's fun when that happens. The Rams with Kurt Warner out of nowhere. Right. That's New England. Another point the caller made, just to get this in quickly, and maybe we'll talk about this some more, where I'm not sure I'm in agreement, I don't know how lucky they've been. Like, the Bills last year had that turnover point we made constantly, how not only did they not turn the ball over, they constantly took it away. And they were top 3 in the league in both. New England is 20th in takeaways. They're not, you know, really, yep, they're not stealing games.
Mostly the thing I think you can ding New England for is who their schedule has
the
been.
The schedule.
It's been like a historically soft schedule. It's just, you know, you play who you play, but they've played a pretty soft schedule.
Yeah, no doubt about that. But they win their games pretty decisively. We had that with the Bills, we've said many times, that
right,
the 1 year where they got criticized for not playing a tougher schedule, well, they were beating teams by 2 touchdowns every week. So what really can they do about it? Just that. Make it look good. And I think the Patriots have mostly done that. I don't know what their record against the spread is. It's probably pretty good. Because the spreads have not gotten all the way to, okay, New England's great. They don't get that kind of credit. So they're not playing in big point spread games, you know, a lot of these. Remember the Giant game they just had? I think that was, what, 7.5 at home against the Giants? Was it more than that?
I don't remember what that line was, but they 33-15.
33-15. The Giants quit in the third quarter. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, at 803-0550. Back after the update. This is WGR.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.